Paris, 71% of African migrants' children want to move to parents' homeland. By Chris Tomlinson on December 18, 2020. A large majority of the children of African migrants born in France in the Paris region say that, within the next 10 years, they want to migrate to their parents' homelands. Many of the French citizens in the Île-de-France region born to African migrants say they want to leave France and resettle in their parents' countries of origin, a phenomenon becoming known as repatriation or return migration. Newspaper Le Parisien cited a 2019 Intelsia study of 800 children of African migrants, which revealed 71% could move to their parents' country of origin within the next 10 years. Nearly 40% said they would do so immediately. The study also noted that those from sub-Saharan Africa were more likely to want to return to their parents' country, 58%, than those from Muslim-majority North Africa, also known as the Maghreb, 42%. The largest number by age group of those who want to resettle were those between 24 and 27. Another study, conducted in 2017 by the Avaco Group, found that 93% of so-called repats felt satisfied in their choice to move to their parents' country. Diadi Somer, who helps Franco-Malians settle in Mali, told the newspaper this week, "In the Paris region, there is a pool of skills which may appear trivial in France but which are in demand in Africa." The group Africa France has even claimed that those who migrate find themselves with as much as a 45% increase in salary after finding work. Diadi Somer was born in France and traveled to Mali on discounted airplane tickets as his father worked at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport. After finding that he could sell iPhones in Mali for far more than he bought them in France, he eventually moved and later became the first official Apple distributor in Mali's capital of Bamako, and now employs 20 people. The repat movement comes as many migrants continue to come to Europe illegally, many also seeking a better life or better economic prospects. In October, the United Kingdom's Channel Migrants czar, Dan O'Mahony, claimed that most asylum seekers crossing from France to England were genuine asylum seekers, but this notion was shot down by the head of Migration Watch UK, Alp Mehmet. His assertion simply doesn't stack up. 98% of those crossing the channel illegally do claim asylum, but this is hardly an indication of genuineness, Mehmet told Breitbart London, suggesting that their reasons for migrating were largely economic. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.